Chapter 2. On a Piece of Chalk. Fool. The reason why the seven stars are no more than seven is a pretty reason. Lear. Because they are not eight? Fool. Yes, indeed. Thou wouldst make a good fool. William Shakespeare, King Lear. Scientists have discovered many peculiar things and many beautiful things, but perhaps the most beautiful and the most peculiar thing that they have discovered is the pattern of science itself. Our scientific discoveries are not independent, isolated facts. One scientific generalization finds its explanation in another, which is itself explained by yet another. By tracing these arrows of explanation back toward their source, we have discovered a striking convergent pattern. Perhaps the deepest thing we have yet learned about the universe. Consider a piece of chalk. Chalk is a substance that is familiar to most people, and especially familiar to physicists who talk to each other at blackboards, but I use chalk as an example here because it was the subject of a polemic that is famous in the history of science. In 1868, the British Association held its annual meeting in the large cathedral and county town of Norwich in the east of England. It was an exciting time for the scientists and scholars gathered in Norwich. Public attention was drawn to science not only because its importance to technology was becoming unmistakable, but even more because science was changing the way that people thought about the world and their place in it. Above all, the publication of Darwin's On the Origin of Species, by means of natural selection, 9 years earlier, had put science squarely in opposition to the dominant religion of the time. Present at the meeting was Thomas Henry Huxley, distinguished anatomist and fierce controversialist, known to his contemporaries as Darwin's Bulldog. As was his usual practice, Huxley took the opportunity to speak to the working men of the town. The title of his lecture was On a Piece of Chalk. I imagine Huxley standing at the podium actually holding up a piece of chalk, perhaps dug from the chalk formations that underlie Norwich, or borrowed from a friendly carpenter or professor. He began by describing how the chalk layer, hundreds of feet deep, extends not only under much of England, but also under Europe and the Levant, all the way to Central Asia. The chalk is mostly a simple chemical, carbonate of lime, or in modern terms, calcium carbonate, but microscopic examination shows it to consist of countless fossil shells of tiny animals that lived in ancient seas that once covered Europe. Huxley vividly described how, over millions of years, these little corpses drifted down to the sea bottom to be compressed into chalk, and how, caught here and there in the chalk, are fossils of larger animals like crocodiles,